Right now, it is time not to fight legally. It is time to find out about our forecast and bring in the guy who gets the big contract numbers as well, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you, Marshall, and everybody. Happy TGIF, folks. Should be a nice day today, partly to mostly sunny and breezy, not windy, 65 to 70. And tonight will be clear and chilly, 35 to 40. Sun will mix with clouds Saturday, a nice day again, mid-60s. Sunday, a little early drizzle, otherwise just cloudy. So we're not expecting much in the way of any rain. Highs on Sunday, only 55 to 60. Now for Monday, it'll be cloudy. There is a chance of showers developing, low 60s, and there'll be some showers on Tuesday. And then after that, it gets cool again and breezy, very unstable by the middle part of next week. One little side note for Sunday. Again, it's this warm front. And warm fronts at this time of the year are notorious for not doing what they're supposed to do. If the warm front gets through and goes to our north, any drizzle will then give way to partly sunny skies, and the 55 to 60 will easily become 65 to 70. But if the warm front stays just to our south, then we'll stay in the 50s all day. So this is really, I mean, truthfully, folks, the temperature range for Sunday should be 55 to 75. And that all depends on the warm front. So I'm sure the guys over the weekend will have a better idea as to, you know, what will happen with the warm front and go from there. But, you know, I always say expect the least so you get more. And going 55 to 60 on Sunday is fine. If the sun breaks out and it goes to 70, everybody will absolutely be ecstatic that Pat was wrong.
Yep, that's right. Now, you see, the National Weather Service put out a mini advisory. They attach it to their forecast when they send it out. That because it's going to be breezy today, so they're saying there's a chance for fire problems and to follow your local fire laws.
Fire danger, yeah.
But it's not a red zone warning. It's not anything like that. They're just saying that because it's going to be breezy, and because there's lots of tree things down, limbs in it, just be careful if you're going to light a fire, basically.
Okay.
Now, my teachers tried to light a fire under my rear end all the time. Didn't matter whether it was hot or not.
Didn't work, though, did it?
Well, some teachers it did. And with some teachers it didn't. I'm very hard. You know, I've always had this theory in life that I live. I've never found something good enough to run for, and I've yet to find something scary enough to run away from. And so that would go with someone trying to light a fire under my rear end. When I was playing golf years ago, I was with a partner in a golf tournament. And we fell behind in the match two holes, and there were only four holes to go. Wow. And he looks at me and he goes, "Come on, let's get on a birdie barrage." And I looked at him and I said, "What are you, crazy? I play this game for relaxation. You want me to actually think and grind and work? I'm doing this to recreate."
Right.
And needless to say, he wasn't my partner in the next year.
That was the end of him.
He says, "I don't want to play with a guy who wants to play golf recreationally."
Yeah.
But you know, it was a nice walk, basically, and I did pretty good. I mean, I had a 13 handicap at my best, which isn't bad for someone. I had fun, but it was just nice to be out there and doing that. I'm not going to put added pressure of trying to win something.
Yeah, I played golf years and years and years ago, and you know, it was okay. To me, it's just not exciting enough.
Well, that's why I picked it. It's not an exciting sport. It's fun to play, even if you're the worst golfer in the world. During the course of a round, you hit that one sweet shot that brings you back for the next time, because it just feels so good when you hit it. But I wasn't out there to win any tournaments. You know, I was out there just to have fun.
Just to have fun, right?
That's it, you know? Too many other things you have to excel at in life.
Yeah, you're totally right about that. And I told you I'll be heading up to the lake.
Yep.
today. I heard from the contractor yesterday, and he said, Charlie, get up there this afternoon. I'll meet you at the place, because he's up there. He lives up there. So I'm going to go up there, and I'm looking forward to it, but I will take a deep breath, and you know why, right?
No.
I have to open that door to the cabin.
Oh, that's right. Micey.
I mean, thank goodness, you know, last year we had just an unbelievable year. You know, winter and summer last year was great. I'm hoping that, you know, since we did all the work up there, this has really solved the problem. So I will see. But, yeah, I'll meet with Danny. And Danny was a contractor who actually enclosed my porch about 20 years ago. And I have to tell you, folks, when you're doing something like this, if you're enclosing a porch, I'm not talking about a wide open deck, you listen to him, because I said to him, he had said to us, what kind of floor do you want to put down? I said, just a regular pine. And he said, could I make a suggestion? He said, it's going to cost more money, but let me make a suggestion. I said, yeah. He said, mahogany. I said, mahogany? He said, mahogany is a very strong wood. He said, and it will really, really combat the weather up here.
Well, why don't you just put down that luxury vinyl wooden? You know, my brother did that at his house, because he had dogs and stuff like that, and right. His roof, and it looks just like wood, and you could douse it with water. A cat can urinate. It does nothing, penetrates it, and it's beautiful.
Right, but this was done 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And it looks every bit as new today as it did 20 years ago.
Well, then just resurface it. And yeah, if it
looks... Oh, I don't even have to resurface it. I mean, when I tell you, because it was polyurethane and it was done very well, it stands the weather up there. Now, it's a screened-in porch. Now, I do cover the screens in the wintertime so that water and snow cannot accumulate in the porch. But some water or snow does get through, and usually when I go up there, I'll always find a little water in the porch. But I have to tell you, that mahogany floor, I should have had the same thing put in the cabin itself. I would have been better off, but of course I didn't do it. Now the price of wood is like sky high, so so forget about that. Yeah, so now Danny he's the guy that's going to be building out for us, bumping out a little bit so that we could have... an actual shower and bathroom.
All right. Well, so you're worried about the mice, right?
I'm just kind of, you know, I'm concerned. I don't want to open the door and not that I'm going to see them, but I don't want to open the door and see their droppings all over the place, because then I'll be very upset.
Yeah, you know, yeah, you will, and it'll ruin your day.
And it could also ruin my summer, but probably not, because if they're going to be working up there, if there are any around, number one, they'll skedaddle. Number two, Danny will find every crevice, crack and hole, and stuff it up for me.
All right.
So that's it. And then tomorrow, I'm off, and Sunday I have to go back to Queens for a birthday party. So, but I will be here Monday, because the birthday party's early, 2:00 in the afternoon.
So that won't be too bad for you to do this.
Shouldn't be.
All right. Well, I got something to send you off with. Okay.
Okay.
All right, if it works out right here.
Ooh, Mr. Trouble never makes a round when he hears this mighty sound. Here I come to save the day. That means that mighty mouse is on the way. When there is a wrong to right, Mighty Mouse will join the fight. On the sea or on the land, he gets the situation well in hand.
There you go. Now, there's so many people out there that have no idea about Mighty Mouse. But
Great cartoon.
Great cartoon
yeah. Character. When I was a little boy, I loved that show.
Every kid could go, here he comes to save the day. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so that's just, I just want you to, when you open that door, Just hum that song.
Okay.
It'll bring you good luck, and it'll bring you no mice. I guarantee it.
Okay, I hope you're right.
I hope I'm right, too, because I know how upset you get when you see that.
And you'll find out on Monday.
That's right. All right, Pat, have a great weekend.
Yeah, do the same. Bye, everybody.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.